Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Spencer Davis Group, again, bringing this back. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the only one. Thank you for hanging out with me. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is my website. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Very excited about having our good friend Janet Christie back on the show. Janet has been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 7 years. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. And Janet, you work hard helping small businesses put their best foot forward, doing the things that we're talking about on the show here today, helping them manage their cash, helping them develop a capitalization plan, especially women. You do a lot of work with women small business owners, don't you?
I do, yes, very much. That's probably about half my time.
Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, that's another book, isn't it?
It is. That was the first book, and that was written to help women leverage their women ownership.
Yep.
And marketing.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. Is that the website? Did I say that right?
That's the website.
So in the previous segment, we talked about following our own money, keeping up with our own money. So we had some tips and best practices on having a capitalization plan and making sure that if a nickel is spent, that it's spent, it comes from the right pot and it goes for the right things and it's allocated in the right way. Folks, I can't tell you how important what I just said is. I know it might sound simpler, it might sound complicated, I don't know. But all I will tell you is, it is not that complicated. It does take diligence, it does take discipline, and you can't survive without doing that. What do you think, Janet?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to be very, very wise about the dollar.
First thing you have to remember is Blasingame's second law of small business, Janet. And that's that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. just say small business. That's what it means. That's what
yeah.
it means. And so if you understand that, then you know you've got to manage your money. Now, one of the things that you talk about a lot, Janet, is following your customers' money. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, if you're going to sell your product or service, you need to know who's spending money and what they're spending it on, and then how to get in front of them. So you've got to figure that out. And I know your listeners are going to say, uh-oh, Jim and Janet are talking about marketing research again. They're trying to disguise it. But that's the truth. We are talking about marketing research. And actually, government money is one of the ways we can explain it. When we had the Recovery Act, or as some people called it, the shovel-ready money.
Uh-huh.
I know
the alleged shovel-ready money.
Yes. I know a good many small businesses who actually did get some of that money, and they were primarily in the wastewater or water treatment area because that was one of the places that they allocated
right.
money, and it came down to the states, and the states and cities spent it with companies that did that kind of work. So those people had to be paying attention to where the money was coming from, what were the regulations, where was it going to be spent,
mm-hmm.
and be there with their basket to catch it. And now we're talking about health care. So there will be money spent
mm-hmm.
on health care. And sometimes it takes, you know, rethinking, repackaging what you do, repurposing it, calling it something different in order to catch the money that's actually coming down from the federal government or being spent by corporations.
And that information is pretty, it takes a little shoe leather, a little elbow grease, but it's available because it's part of the public domain. But what do you do, you know, we should talk about what you do when you're talking with private sector customers and prospects. And you know, Janet, what you know what I used to do? I asked them.
Oh,
if I'm
really?
Selling if I'm selling battleships and I'm calling on somebody who buys battleships, I say, how much do you spend every year on battleships? I would ask them that. And you know what? You know what they'll tell you?
they usually will, because they really they don't want you calling them if they don't spend money on what you sell. So they'll tell you that, you know, so you'll go away, and then you should go away because you should go and find somebody that is spending money.
Well, and but I would always, you know, by the time I asked them that, I'd already gotten to the point where they knew that I was asking for the right reasons.
Yes.
I didn't walk in and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far? How much you spent on battleships?" I had, you know, we pre-qualified each other. We were in a dance, and it was the right time to find that out. But as you're qualifying people, as you're getting to know them, and as you're as they're seeing you as a prospective vendor, and as you're seeing them as a prospective customer, it's okay to ask them, "How big is the universe?"
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. What are some other things? I got about 45 seconds that we need to know about this, Janet.
Well, the other thing with large companies is subcontracting, because you still may want to follow that government money or especially trends and see where mm-hmm. they're spending money. And the best place for many small businesses is a subcontractor.
A sub. Yeah, I like that. Very good. Excellent suggestion. In fact, that's probably the best place for a small business, because you don't have responsibility for the whole. Just a piece of the action. Find your niche. Wallow out a niche and stay there, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Janet, I need the website again, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Hey, Janet, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me. All right.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasting, and here's Chicago. Take us out. And I found out a little too
late. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.